Harold Bloom, the eminent critic and Yale professor whose seminal The Anxiety of Influence and Melancholy Regard for Literature's Old Masters made him a popular author and standard bearer of Western civilization amid modern trends, died on Monday at the age of 89. Bloom wrote more than 20 books and prided himself on making scholarly topics accessible to the general reader, but ultimately he saw his career as a very simple and honorable one.
Yes, I see myself as a literary critic. I see myself as a kind of religious critic. I hope I am some kind of a traditional scholar. But primarily, I'm a school teacher, which is, I think, a very honorable profession indeed.
Professor Bloom was a frequent guest on this program. He would write me short, complimentary notes asking if we could talk about his latest project or just about life in general. In truth, in an average 45-minute conversation, I may only get two or three questions in, but listening to him hold forth was always a great pleasure. Although he frequently bemoaned the decline of literary standards, he was as well-placed as a contemporary critic could hope to be. He appeared on bestseller lists with such work as The Western Canon and The Book of Jay. He was a National Book Award finalist and a member of the Academy of Arts and Letters. He did not see it that way.
I fought for many, many years against the counterculture, particularly invading American universities. I allowed myself a great deal of polemic through the years.
Do you feel you won anything?
I wish now that I had not wasted my energies. What was going to happen was going to happen anyway. And there was nothing very much that I could do about it. And, you know, ranting against Kant, C-A-N-T, in the sense in which Dr. Johnson said, clear your mind of Kant, is not really a procedure that's very persuasive or helpful for anybody at all.
In that, in you saying you were doing the best you can, I mean, do you feel you did make a difference, that you were successful in some way?
No. Dear Joe, we have lost the war. I realize increasingly that we have lost the war and that all I was doing was fighting a really self-indulgent series, I fear, of rearguard actions. No, I was not successful. I should have done always what I think I have been doing in my more recent books. I don't want to argue anymore. I hope that these are books that address the concerns of that solitary reader, perhaps one needs to augment the spark or spirit in some of those readers. Perhaps one needs to draw them down into a deep involvement with reading. Perhaps one needs somehow to prop up the world of the book in the older sense of the book, which after all includes the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament and the Quran and the great Eastern scriptures, the sutras, and the Vedas, and the Bhagavad Gita, and so forth. There is a religious element, though I think it is perhaps a heretical one, but not polemical, behind what I'm doing, I suppose. There is a belief that the American reader in particular, that she or he never really feels free unless he or she is alone, and that something in her or him somehow stubbornly holds on to the notion that they're no part of the creation, that they go back to before the creation of the world. The bad aspect of that, I suppose, is the people who refuse to believe in climate change or the people who don't care what we're doing to our wretched environment, which we've destroyed to so large a degree. Yet there's a good aspect to it also. I once wrote a book about this called The American Religion, but not many people have read it or heard about it. I think all of us are to one degree or another, even if we are believing Christians or trusting Jews or Muslims who have submitted, which is what they're supposed to do, to the will of Allah. I think that we also are American religionists in that special sense. I think that we have in us something always in search of itself.
Harold Bloom speaking to us in 2015. Bloom's wife, Jean, said that he had been in failing health, although he continued to write books and was teaching as recently as last week. Harold Bloom passed away yesterday. He was 89. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.